Not everyone who walks into a Caribbean watch shop is there just to browse. If your contract takes you through the Caribbean, you will notice the same thing in almost every port. Luxury watch and jewelry shops line the main shopping streets, and they are not targeting the local population. They are there for the ships, and the people on them, crew included. Most crew walk past, a smaller number figure out that there is a legitimate side income available to anyone willing to do a bit of homework before arriving in port. The basic setup. Luxury watches and diamonds sold in Caribbean ports are typically tax-free, which already puts the shelf price below what you would pay in most of Europe or North America. That alone is worth knowing. But the more useful part is what happens when you talk to the shop managers directly. As a crew member, you can often negotiate an additional discount on top of the standard price. Take that further and offer to bring paying customers through the door, and the discount tends to improve again. The key is making sure both sides are clear on the terms before anyone commits to anything. How many passengers, what kind of purchases they need to make, and what your discount looks like as a result. Get that conversation out in the open and agreed on before you walk anyone in. The discounts available through this kind of arrangement typically run between 30% and 50% off the shop price, with 30% being the more realistic figure in most locations depending on the shop and how much business you are bringing them. What the numbers look like. A watch priced at around $7,000 in the shop drops to roughly $5,000 with a 30% discount. The aftermarket resale price for the same watch in many markets sits between $9,000 and $11,000. That gap, $3,000 to $5,000 per watch, is the income some crew are quietly generating across a Caribbean contract. Watches are generally easier to move than jewelry, particularly for crew who are not already connected to jewelry buyers back home. The resale market for luxury watches is well established online, cross-border shipping is straightforward for most of Europe, and the demand is consistent. Check the market not just in your home country, but across your region. You may find that a buyer two countries over is willing to pay more, and shipping a watch internationally is not complicated. Things to get right. A few details determine whether this works cleanly or creates problems. Keep the box and the papers. Every luxury watch comes with original packaging and documentation. Losing either will drop the resale value sharply. This is not a minor point. A watch without its papers is a different proposition to a buyer than a complete set, and the price reflects that. Know the brand policies. Some brands have restrictions on aftermarket sales that are worth understanding before you buy. Rolex, for example, registers purchases to the buyer's name. Selling a registered Rolex and having the company find out results in a lifetime ban from purchasing through any official dealer. Whether that matters to you depends on your relationship with the brand, but it is worth knowing before you commit. Check whether other brands you are considering have similar policies. Most do not, but it is better to ask the shop directly than find out later. Ship directly when possible. If you are buying on behalf of friends or family, the cleanest approach is to purchase the watch and ship it directly to them rather than carrying it back in your luggage. It removes the item from your personal travel chain and reduces any complications at customs on the way home. Charge a small handling fee for the service, and the arrangement is straightforward for everyone involved. The one line you should not cross. Every cruise ship has a shopping guide. This is a designated crew member whose job is to run shopping conferences for passengers, paid presentations that introduce guests to the port shopping options and the deals available ashore. That is how the shopping guide earns their income. Do not go after their audience. Do not offer passengers a better deal through you instead of through the official conference. The shopping guide operates under a formal arrangement with the ship and the shops, and stepping into that space will cost you your job. The risk is not worth it. What is worth it is the passengers who already know the crew can help with this and come to you directly. That happens more than you might expect. Guests who have sailed before, or who have done their research, are aware that crews sometimes facilitate better prices than the standard channels. Those passengers will find you, work with them, and you are on solid ground. Chase the shopping guide's audience, and you are not. Where this fits in a contract. This is not a main income. It is something a small number of crew pursue quietly alongside their regular work, usually after they have done enough Caribbean itineraries to know the ports, the shops, and the managers worth talking to. First contract crew figuring out the basics of ship life probably have enough to focus on. But for crew on their second or third Caribbean rotation who want to make something useful out of the time in port, it is a real option that requires no special skills beyond a willingness to have a direct conversation with a shop manager and some basic knowledge of the resale market back home. The Caribbean ports will still be full of luxury watch shops next contract. The question is just whether you walk past them or walk in. Tax-free prices and a crew discount are already a good deal. Knowing what to do with them is the part most crew skip.